Okay, today we're going to be learning Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph of Masechta Sukkah. We're holding on the bottom of Daf Mem Ches Amud Bey. So we said, Ma'arava Shalmayim, there of the two holes in the Mizbech, the one on the west was for water. Tan Rabbanan, Ma'isa B'tzduki Echot Shnisech Al Gabi Ragel V'rgumu Kol Ha'ambes Rogein. One time there was a tzduki that poured the water on his feet, and everyone stoned him with their esrogim. V'osu Hayom Nifkema Keren HaMizbech. And on that day, one of the corners of the Mizbech got dented. It was chipped. And they brought a clot of salt and they closed it up. They plugged it up. Not because the Mizbeach now became kosher to use for avoda with that piece of salt sticking in where the piece of the Mizbeach used to be. It's just at least that visually it looked better. It didn't make it, the optics of it weren't as bad. At least the Mizbeach didn't look pogum. There are certain basic requirements for a Mizbeach. Number one, they need to have a ramp. Number two, they need to have four chronos on the top of the Mizbeach, and they have to be an amma by an amma by an amma cube. And it needs a yesod that sticks out at the bottom in the Mizbeach, that's one amma off the ground and one amma wide, and it needs ribua, it needs to be an exact square, and if it doesn't have those things, you're not allowed to use such a Mizbeach. The reason that these things are ma'akev is because it says HaMizbeach, which means the Mizbeach has to be the way it was originally built. Rabbi Yosef Yudomer, Af HaSovev, that even the Sovev, which is another 5 amos off the ground, so it's 6 amos in total off the ground, 5 amos off the Yesod, also is necessary. It's Ma'akev, the Kashrus of the Mizbeach. So since on that day that the Karen of the Mizbeach was Pogum, it's considered as if the Mizbeach is missing a Karen, that's why it was Pasul Avoda. So Amar Rabbi Baruch Hanam Rabbi Yochanan, Shisin, the holes that are under the Mizbeach, where you pour the Nesachim through, and it would go through the Mizbeach, all the way through those holes that were under it, Meisheshis Meibreshis Nivru, those holes were there from the Sheshis Meibreshis. Shenemar, Chamuke Yerchayich Kemo Chaloyim Maisei Yidei Oman. Chamuke Yerchayich Elu Ashisin. Chamuke is a lotion of that which is covered and hidden. Yerechayich means that which is narrow, and the shisin were inside the mizbeach, and they were on the side of the mizbeach on the southwestern side. Kamo chalayim shemecholulin v'yordin ad hatahom, that they would go. Chalayim means like a lashon of chalol, that they were all the way down to the depths of the earth. Ma'ase yedei aman zo ma'ase yedei umnasr shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Who is the uman who made this? It's Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself that made it like this. Tanya de Rabbi Shmuel, Bereshis, al tikra Bereshis ella Barashis. Don't read it as one word Bereshis, but rather to say that Hashem created Barashis. He created the Shisin. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Shisin v'cholin v'yardin ad tohom. The Shisin go all the way down to the depths of the earth. Shenemar, Ashiran al yedidi, Shiras dodi lechamro, Kerem hay al yedidi, bekeren ben shemen, ve'yazkei ve'yisaklei ve'yitei'u. Sorek vayiven migdol besocha v'gam yekev chatzev. That Yeshayahu Navi is saying that he's going to sing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the place of his vineyard, and he darshens that Eretz Yisrael is called the Keren Ben Shemen because it's the place that is the choicest of all lands. Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash and Vayaskeu, they built a fortified city surrounded by walls and locked in really well. Vayasalkeu, and they takes out the other nations from Eretz Yisrael for the sake of the Jewish people, like a person who removes stones from his vineyard. And he plants in Eretz Yisrael roots of gefanim, of really great vines, and not the zmora from the Geffen. Zeh Beis HaMikdash. That's a reference to the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Shoresh and the Ikar of the Jewish people that makes us beloved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayiven Migdal B'tocho Zeh Mizbeach. When we say that he builds a Migdal, that's a reference to the Mizbeach. V'gam Yakev Chatzev, that you dig a bar in that Migdal, Elu HaShisin. That's a reference to the Shisin. So Gemara is going to quote the Sheet of Rav Lasser of Tzadok, holds that the Yayin that was poured of the Mizbeach would gather up next to the Mizbeach between between the Mizbeach and the Kevesh, meaning that he holds the Shisin didn't go down to the core of the earth, and that's why there would be like this congestion of wine that would start congealing next to the Mizbeach. Tanya Amar Blaz Rav Tzadik, Lul Katan, there was this narrow passageway, the Hayab in Kevesh Lamizbeach, B'marava Shal Kevesh, that was just to the west of the ramp, that was on the western side of the ramp, between, it was like a gap between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach. V'achas L'shivim Shana Pirchei Kuna Yardim L'sham, once every 70 years, the young Kohanim had to go down into that area, U'malakten Misham Yayin Korush Shedomali Igule Dvela, and they had to sort of pick out from there the congealed wine that already looked thick like igulei dvela. Uvan v'sarfenos and bekedusha, and they would go and they would have to burn it bekedusha in the azara in the makom kadosh. Shenemar bakodesh haseich nesach shechar la'ashem. That we have a hekish between the sreifa and the nisuch. Kesheim shenisucha bekedusha, just like the nisuch is with kedusha. Kach shreifasa b'kedusha, so to its burning should also be b'kedusha in the Azara. May mashma, where do we see that shreifa is hukash to the nisuch, that there's a link between the shreifa and the nisuch? Amravina, asya kodesh kodesh, k'sivacha b'kodesh haseich nesech, u'k'sivasa m'srafta sanosar, be'esh lo yeyachel, ki kodeshu. So we learn, just like the kodesh that it says, by nosar is talking about burning, and is burnt because of its kedusha and nisra and na, so too the kodesh, it says by Nesachim, is Mechayev an actual Sreifa. So, main points over here on Daf Mem Tes Amad Aleph. We'll start with the one on the very bottom of Mem Chesem Beis first. That when a Tzeduki poured on his feet, the water on his feet, they threw the Esrogim at him and were pogame the Mizbeach. They fixed it with salt just so the Mizbeach wouldn't look bad, even though it's not actually kosher that way. Main point number one of Mem Tes Amad Aleph, the Shisin were created from Sheshes Mibreshes and went all the way to the Tahom, to the depths of the earth. That's one shita. But main point number two is the other shita, that every 70 years the Pirchei Kuna had to pull out congealed wine from a crevice near the Mizbeach, because the Shisin didn't go all the way down to the core of the earth. Okay, so Bez Hashem, next time we have much longer Amid, when we get to Memtes Amid Beis, and we will start from the top, Bez Hashem. Next time at Keman Azla HaDetanya, Keman Azla HaDetanya, four lines into the page, on Mem Tesam Beis next time.